And it was on this auspicious day that Srila Narottam Das Thakur appeared in this world. I would like to speak just for a few minutes on the early life of Srila Narottam Das Thakur. The great Gaudiya Vaishnava charges declare him to be some Champal and some Vilas Manjari, one of the eternal associates of Sri Sri Radha Krishna in the supreme auspicious dham of Vrindavan. One time when Lord Gauranga was performing kirtan with his devotees, they were chanting, they were dancing. They came to the banks of the Padma River. At that time, an extraordinary event took place. Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu was looking across the river, and with such loving emotion, like a father crying for his beloved child after long separation, in the ecstasy of such love, he started chanting, calling out, Narottam, 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 again and again and again. And as he was chanting the name of Narottam, the devotees, they had never seen him in such a state. And then tears came to his eyes and he started running back and forth in a very transcendental form of ecstasy that they had never seen. And then he started calling out, Narottam, Narottam. The devotees, they began to think that at this village across the river, which was named Keturigram, a very special personality will be born named Narottam. And the devotees were thinking amongst themselves, blessed is that father who has such a son, and blessed is the womb of that mother. How fortunate that divine personality is who can bring such a son to this world. Sri Nityananda Prabhu inquired from Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as to what it was he was trying to portray through his ecstatic trance. And Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu explained that very soon Narottam will appear. And the ecstatic love of my heart, I will leave in this river for him. When I go to bathe in the river with all the devotees, my prema will remain within this river, waiting for Narottam to accept. And he told Lord Nityananda that you are the original guru. I want you to lead Narottam to this river at the appropriate time in his life to accept my ecstatic love of Krishna. So then Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and all the devotees entered into the Padma River. And when Gauranga Mahaprabhu entered, the river started to overflood. And the ecstatic bhava, mahabhava, entered in. And the river, personified, came with folded palms and asked, my dear Lord, you are depositing your prema for me to deliver to your eternal associate, Narottam, but how will I know who he is? And he said, when he comes into your blessed waters, and when those waters overflood with love of God, he will know that this is my Narottam. So soon after this, actually, soon after the disappearance of Lord Gauranga, in the village of Keturigram, Narottam Das was born. He had a beautiful blackish complexion, very dark, and his auspicious eyes, his auspicious limbs, were so attractive that everyone in the town was simply amazed how such a beautiful, loving child could possibly come into this earth in this age of Kali. And he simply invoked the sweetest love from everyone's heart. When it came the time for the samskara, where the child takes his first grains, they went to give some cooked rice to Narottam, but he absolutely refused to eat it. He just turned his head the other way, pushed it away. He would not accept. And people were thinking, this is very inauspicious. What to do? So they tried again and again and again, and he would not accept it. And then one sadhu came, and he had Mahaprasad. And he offered the child the Mahaprasad, and the child not only ate one grain, but ate all of it. And the parents and everyone around were thinking that this is no ordinary child. From this day on, we will only feed him Mahaprasad. He was born into a family of Kayasthas. Kayasthas are considered Sudras, although they have royal recognition. His father was the king of the village that they were living. His name was Krishnananda. And Narottam, although causing the mother and father great joy, also caused them great worry, because he just never showed any inclination toward enjoying anything of this world. He was always very detached. He was always just anxious to associate with sadhus and to hear the glories of Lord Chaitanya and Lord Sri Krishna. So one day, when he was resting, Lord Nityananda appeared to him in a dream and told him, Narottam, go to take bath in the Padma River. So Narottam went to the Padma River under the direction of Sri Nityananda Prabhu. And when he entered into the river, Lord Gauranga Mahaprabhu appeared before him with his beautiful, beautiful golden form, effulgent like millions of suns, his eyes blooming like lotus flowers, his arms elongated beyond his knees, his beautiful blackish hair like a waterfall going across his shoulders and his back. And Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu, looking at Narottam, he embraced him. And when he embraced him, he invested within Narottam's heart his own sweet mood of pure love of God. And most of all, he invested within Narottam's heart the great, great taste for chanting the holy name, and empowered him to spread the glories of the holy name in all directions. Then Mahaprabhu disappeared, and Narottam just was feeling so much separation. He was simply laying on the bank of the river. Where is my Lord? Where is that beautiful Lord? Something very supernatural also took place. When Gauranga Mahaprabhu embraced him, Narottam Das's body took the hue of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and he became brilliant like molten gold. So he was just laying on the bank, weeping and crying. Such a beautiful Lord who has given me such love, where has he gone? Where has he gone? He was simply beating his head, his hands, and he was just crying in separation. Where has my Lord gone? Where has Gaurasundar gone? He has left me. At that time, at home, everyone was looking all over. They heard news that Narottam was on the bank of the Padma River. So his parents and others came, and when they saw that his complexion changed from darkish black to a beautiful, beautiful golden color, they were struck with wonder. And he was simply crying and crying, where is my Gauranga? Where is my Gaurachandra? And parents, they could understand that his mind was focused only in this direction. And mother was trying to pacify him. And he said to her, that please, let me leave my home and let me seek out the feet of Lord Gaurchandra, this beautiful golden personality who has given me love of God. Let me take shelter of him and only him. Let me leave and let me find him. So parents became very much disturbed because he was the only son and they wanted him to take over the kingdom. He was to be the next king. So in the same spirit as Raghunath Das's parents, they put guards around him. But there was one Brahmin. His name was Krishna Das. And Narottam would call for him. He would seek his association practically every day. And Krishna Das would explain the beautiful pastimes of Lord Chaitanya and the beautiful pastimes of the associates of Lord Chaitanya. And one day he told Narottam the story of Srinivas Acharya, how he left his home, he left everything, seeking out the mercy of Lord Gauranga. But when he went to Nilachal, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had just left this world. And then he sought out the darshan of Sri Nityananda Prabhu, but he had also gone. And he went to Gadadhar. And Gadadhar told him that I want to teach you the Bhagavatam, but because of my tears, you cannot read the Bhagavatam that I have, so go to Navadvip and bring another Bhagavatam back. When he came back, Gadadhar had left the world. Then he was sent to Vrindavan to take shelter of Rupa and Sanatan. When he was hearing these stories, Narottam, relating to this feeling of separation, began to lament and cry and cry. Where is this Srinivas? When will I attain the association of such a saintly person? Where is my Gauranga Mahaprabhu? So he was constantly meditating on leaving the wealth, the prestige, and all the enjoyments of his worldly life. It's described that one day a very high ruler in the Muslim government called for Narottam to give him awards because he was such a brilliant student. So his parents at that time had to let him go. And he took this opportunity and left. I forgot one part. Before this took place, he was always longing to escape from his home to meet Sri Gauranga. So one day, when he was in this feeling of separation, he could practically never sleep. He practically could not eat or sleep. But one time he started to doze, and Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu appeared to him again. And he told him, you should go to Vrindavan, and you should accept my disciple Lokanath Goswami as your spiritual master. So then this incident took place with the Muslim governor, and he took the opportunity and he went to Vrindavan. He was traveling through the jungles, through the forest, because he did not want to be caught. But as he was traveling, he was a prince, the son of a king. He was not used to this difficult life. There was no food for him. His feet were blistered. His body was in great pain, walking through the jungles alone. I believe he was only about 16. So, out of exhaustion, he laid down. And at that time, Lord Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu appeared in the guise of a Brahmin and brought him some milk. And when he drank that milk, he was completely relieved. All of his bodily pains, all of his fatigue. And he progressed to Vrindavan. Meanwhile, on his way to Vrindavan, Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu had already revealed to Jiva Goswami and to Lokanath Goswami of how they should take care of his dear servant, Narottam. They had already heard so many wonderful things. From the time Chaitanya Mahaprabhu called out the name of Narottam, he was a famous personality before he was even born. All the Gaudiya Vaishnavas worshipped his lotus feet in remembrance of this divine Leela before he was even born. So when he came to Brajadham, he went to the Govinda Dev temple, and there he was met by Sri Jiva Goswami. And Jiva Goswami brought him to all of the great Vaishnavas, Gopal Bhatta Goswami, Bhugarabha Goswami, and eventually he took him to Lokanath Das Goswami. Now Lokanath Das Goswami had already made a vow that he would not accept any disciples. And he was feeling such pangs from separation of Rupa and Sanatan, who had recently left this world, that there was just no possibility of him even considering becoming a guru. So Narottam, after some time, he explained to Lokanath Goswami his life story. And he asked Lokanath if he would accept him as a disciple. Lokanath said, "How can I accept you as a disciple? You are so advanced that Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu is appearing to you in rivers and embracing you, appearing to you in dreams. Lord Nityananda is guiding you." He said, "You don't need a guru. You've already attained the supreme perfection, and I can see within your heart such love, such humility, such devotion." And Narottam said, no. He said, "The mercy of the Lord is very causeless, but I am a very fallen soul. And without accepting a spiritual master, how will I progress in my life?" So Lokanath Das Goswami told him that I cannot accept. So every day Narottam would render the most menial, humble service to the guru of his heart. He would only take his remnants, he would serve in prasad, he would clean his place. When Lokanath would go to the bank of Jamuna to perform his responding of nature, Narottam would very, very carefully, with such humility, he would clean his place. When he was away from the house, he would clean his house, clean all his vessels with water. In this way, he was rendering the most menial services. But Lokanath Goswami, he did not know who was doing this. Because Narottam didn't want any prestige. He didn't want any recognition from his guru. He simply wanted to serve him. He simply wanted him to be pleased. Many times disciples, they want to do nice service, but they want recognition from their guru. They want a certain sense of prestige in the eyes of guru, that I am such a good servant, I am best disciple. But Narottam, he would render such menial service, with such pure love, but he would hide, so Lokanath would not know who it was. And nobody would know who it was. He wanted the service, not the glory. This is a true disciple. He did not want to enjoy the results of his service. He simply wanted to please his guru. But this love was so much attracting the heart of Narottam that one day he hid in the bushes. "Who's cleaning my stool and urine and everything like this, and cleaning my places?" And he found Narottam doing like this. And Narottam, he told him that, "Please understand that I have vowed not to take disciples." Narottam said, but Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given me the order to accept you as guru, so what am I to do? Whether you accept me as a disciple or not, that is for you to decide. But Gauranga Mahaprabhu has ordered me to serve you as my guru." So Lokanath Das Goswami said, "Well, according to the Shastra, one must strictly chant the holy name according to regulated discipline for at least 1 year. before he can be taken seriously by spiritual master. So Narottam Das Thakur accepted this order. And besides his menial humble service to his Gurudev, he would chant the holy name very strictly. And 1 year went by, and Lokanath Goswami did not respond. And then another year went by, and another year went by. And Narottam, he was not demanding, he was not commanding, he was simply rendering his humble service and following that instruction of chanting the name every day, according to a strict vow. So one day, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared to Lokanath Das Goswami and said, Lokanath, why are you not initiating Narottam? I have already told you years ago that you should accept him as your disciple. Why are you practicing this false sense of humility? So upon hearing this, he understood that the order of Gauranga was upon his head. So the next day he approached Narottam, and Narottam explained to him, you have told me that you will not accept, but I am like a young girl who is unmarried, and my mind is fixed on one man. My heart is fixed on one man to marry, and nothing can divert my attention away from that one man. Nobody else appeals to me. So what can I do except appeal to the Father to kindly help me to come together with my beloved? So I am here in Vrindavan, and I am simply appealing to my Father, Lord Gauranga Mahaprabhu Sri Krishna, that when it is your desire, if it is your desire, please allow me to be the eternal servant of my beloved Gurudev. And when Lokanath Goswami heard these words, which were spoken with such humility and such sweetness, he accepted Narottam as his disciple. He performed the formal initiation ceremony, where he gave him the mantra, Harinam mantra, also gave him the Gayatri mantra. And because of Narottam Das's extremely high realization, he also revealed to him his transcendental place in the spiritual world. And then he told Narottam that now I want you to train under Sri Jiva Goswami, be with him only. And in this way, you will gain my most intimate favor. So Lokanath Goswami entrusted Narottam under the care of Sri Jiva Goswami. As we have explained many times before, you see, amongst these loving Vaishnavas, there was no sense of envy or competition. They were all in one family, the family of Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu. They were all the loving servants of Rupa and Sanatan. Therefore, there was no question of prestige or I and mine. So Lokanath explained to Narottam that you should, however you treat Jiva Goswami, that is how you treat me. You should accept him as your own guru and love him and serve him in this way. So he did like that. And for many years with Jiva Goswami, he studied the Shastra. He was very, very thoroughly taught by Jiva Goswami the teachings of Sri Rupa, Sri Sanatan, Sri Raghunath Das. And within his school with him was Srinivasa Acharya, who was that personality his heart longed for so many years. He cannot even explain the divine love that exploded in the hearts of the two of them when they first met. And then it is a long story, but I would like to just explain just a few details. of the life of Shri Narottam Das Thakur. At one time, Janavi Devi, the wife of Lord Nityananda, who was the acharya for all Gaudiya Vaishnavas after Gaur and Nitai had left this world, she requested Jiva Goswami to send the literatures of the six Goswamis to Navadvip, to Bengal, to Orissa, because these great literatures, Chaitanya Charitamrita and Rupan Sanatan, Raghunath Das, they were only in Vrindavan. And the Gaudiya Vaishnavas in Bengal and Orissa were thirsting for this nectarine, transcendental vibration. So upon her request, Jiva Goswami decided to send Srinivas, Narottam and Shamananda to Bengal. Eventually, Narottam came back to Keturigram, his birthplace. By that time, his cousin, brother, Santosh, had become king. And Narottam preached to him and taught him the beautiful kirtan of the holy name of Radha and Krishna. And Santosh became disciple. And soon the whole village became his disciples. And then he called for the first celebration of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's appearance, the first celebration of Gaur Purnima. And he sent his disciples with letters to all these devotees who were connected with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Janavi Devi, Virachandra Acharya, who were then in Eka Chakra, and all the great souls in Navadvip, Kulinagram, Kanda, Santipur, Jagannath Puri, and they all came. And when Srila Narottam Das Thakur, he had beautiful deities to install